abstractness, even though I work for the city. So I'm like, but I'm really excited because this is really a partnership with the San Francisco Public Library and Mr. Books, our head librarian, Michael Lambert. And we're here to announce a new program launching for young children, as you can see, who are here with us. So at the Department of Early Childhood, we're on a mission to ensure that every child in San Francisco has the best start of life in life. And that means access not only to high-quality early learning experiences inside and outside of the classroom. We've made the largest investment in early childhood education and support all of our families throughout the city through a variety of resources, including family resource centers. And today, we are also launching with the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, we're proud to offer a free book to every child in the city every month. Until they enter kindergarten, which is at age 5. So the investment that we have made actually is beyond just expanding childcare. We are also supporting lots of other resources for families, including we've just established the Early Connections Program, which is the first not only in the city, but also throughout the state of California, around dedicating supports for early identification and intervention for special health care needs. And now we're deepening that investment through the Dolly Parton Foundation. So every day, we're working 9 to 5. Yeah. We work to improve academic success for children in our city, and that doesn't stop just there. And we are working very, very hard to make sure that families know of these resources. We have monthly pregnancy village. It's called the Pregnancy Family Village at the Bayview Y, where we offer free books and resources about childcare and birthing. And we also make sure that every children across the city in every corner of our neighborhoods have the best that they can, that the city offers. And I'll tell you, growing up in San Francisco, this is one of the things that has always made my heart stay here. One of the most, I think, memorable experiences is coming to the library. And when it used to be next door at the Asian Art Museum, it just felt like this large, like, temple of just joy and learning and imagination and possibilities. And so here we are doing the Imagination Library Partnership. And so today's announcement and the future work we have ahead of us is about not only combining this commitment on increasing early literacy between our department and the San Francisco Public Library, but we also want to acknowledge the role and the longtime commitment from the mayor, who I've also known for quite some time, who has really, really strong roots in early childhood and the support of that. And of course, you know, this project would have not been possible if it were not with our partners through the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development, and also other programs in the city who helped foster this program from many years ago and now have transitioned it over to us. So we're grateful for MOHCD and the partnership that they had, that this collaboration really is a true testament of how city departments come together and be able to sort of grow and foster it. And I want to give a special acknowledgement to Helen Hale, who always insisted that we take this much more broader from the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development. And of course, Lucine Lacoste with Be Magic, who also from the start has been here around the Dollywood Foundation, and of course, the San Francisco Public Library, our Department of Early Childhood team that's here, and of course, Mayor Daniel Lurie. So thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Hi, how are you? You good? Good, good. I am thrilled, honored, and grateful to be here along with my wife, Becca, to share some exciting news for San Francisco's children and families. As a parent, I know the hope we all carry, that our kids get off to the strongest start possible. And we know that when a child has access to even one book, their chance of being on track in literacy almost doubles. That is why today I am proud to announce a new partnership between the San Francisco Public Library, the Department of Early Childhood, and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Every child enrolled in this program will receive a free book each month until their fifth birthday. Families can choose books in English, Chinese, Filipino, or Spanish, making sure that the joy of reading is available in the language spoken at home. We want more young people to step into our libraries. We want them to discover reading early and to build a foundation that will carry them through school and through life. With the Imagination Library, each book represents possibility. Each book moves a child closer to success. Parents can learn more by visiting their local library or by connecting with the Department of Early Childhood online. I want to thank our city librarian, Michael Lambert. Thank you for your leadership. I want to thank both of you for your leadership. Thank you all, and to everyone who made this partnership possible. And now, what I'm most excited about this event today is now I'm going to read Llama Llama Red Pajama. Are you all ready? Yes. Let's do it. Okay. All right. I'm getting down on the ground. It's right here. Thank you very much, Becca. Okay.
Y'all ready?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, mic's up. Sorry. Oh, boy. Okay, sorry. Okay. Are you all ready? Okay, good. I'm really making your life hard. Here, I'll do this. And you can take that. Thank you so much. Okay. Are you all ready? And you think I need... Oh, my goodness, I need my glasses. I'm older than you all. Okay, for my own little llamas. Llama, llama, red pajama, reads a story with his mama. You all see the mama reading the story? Mama kisses baby hair. Mama llama goes downstairs. Okay, here we go. Llama llama, red pajama, feels alone without his mama. Do you all ever feel alone sometimes? Yeah, in bed. Yeah. Baby llama wants a drink. Mama's at the kitchen sink. I'm really glad I have my glasses. Llama llama, red pajama, calls down to his llama mama. Mama says she'll be up soon. Baby llama hums a little tune. Do you guys know how to hum? Yeah, you like that? Can you hum? Llama llama, red pajama, waiting, waiting for his mama. Mama isn't coming yet. Baby llama starts to fret, starting to worry. Llama llama, red pajama, whimpers softly for his mama. Mama llama hears the phone. Baby llama starts to moan. Llama llama, red pajama, listens quiet for his mama. What is mama llama doing? Baby llama starts boo-hooing. Uh-oh, now we're getting louder. Llama, llama, red pajama, hollers loudly for his mama. Baby llama stops and pouts. Pouts. Baby llama jumps and shouts. Oh, oh boy, uh-oh. Llama, llama, red pajama, in the dark without his mama. Eyes wide open, covers drawn. What if Mama Llama's gone? So sad. Llama, llama, red pajama, weeping, wailing for his mama. Will his mama ever come? Mama, mama, run, run, run. Oh, oh, there's Mama. She's running. She's running. See her running? Do you see her running? Yeah? Okay, let's see what happens. Baby llama, what a tizzy. Sometimes mama's very busy. Please stop all this llama drama and be patient with your mama. It's always good to be patient with your mama. Always. And your wife. Right? Yeah. Llama, llama, don't you know, Mama Llama loves you so. Mama Llama's always near, even if she's not right here. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Llama, llama, red pajama, gets two kisses from his mama, snuggles, pillow soft and deep. Baby llama goes to sleep. That is the end of the book. Yay. Thank you all very much for letting me have that time. My wife and I, Becca and I, are very proud to be with you all today. Michael, anything?
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. Let's give him another round of applause. Mr. Mayor, you are welcome to do story time anytime. Well, I am Michael Lambert, and I'm so proud to serve as your city librarian. And as Ingrid said earlier, you can call me Mr. Books. As a children's librarian, I am so excited to be here today, and I'm so excited to see all of you young people here enjoying your library. We are delighted to partner with Director Mesquita and the Department of Early Childhood to launch the Dolly Parton Imagination Library here in San Francisco. In San Francisco, we have the best public library in the country. Yes, maybe the world. And our mission is to get books into your hands. That is our number one mission, because we want to get you excited about reading. We want to get you ready to enter kindergarten, ready to read and ready to learn. And you all look like a very smart group. I was going to show you my library card. Does anybody know how much a library card costs? How much? Lower, lower. How much? No, it's lower. One? It's lower. It's actually zero. It's free. And all of the books at the library, they're also free. And now all of you are going to get a free book every month. And we are so excited about that. I do want to give a couple shout outs to some special people here today that are very invested in you and that want you to be successful. We have members of our Library Commission. We have President Connie Wolf and Commissioner Whitney Jones. All right. And I do want to appreciate the mayor and first partner Becca Prouda for their leadership and support. They are both avid readers, and they are both proud card-carrying members of the San Francisco Public Library. All right, well, now I'm going to introduce Hallie Anderson. She's our partner from the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. But for all of you young people, we have a special activity outside in our creative center. So I want you to stand up and line up because we're going to march together. Do you know how to march? I'm going to teach you a new song today. It's called The Noble Duke of York. All right, Hallie, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right, we're going
to
march.
This is too fun to watch. Oh, even better. Thank you. Oh, I love it. Look at all those little learners. This is so wonderful to be here with everyone today. Good morning, everybody. Dolly does send her greetings and wishes she could be here, but we both want to thank you for all your wonderful dedication and investment in her Imagination Library program here in San Francisco. I'm Hallie Anderson, Community Engagement Coordinator for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library of California. It's an honor to be here with you to celebrate this wonderful milestone for children, families, and the entire community. As some of you know, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is a book gifting program for children ages 0 to 5, like the little ones we just saw, where children receive an age-appropriate book in the mail with their name on it every single month until their 5th birthday, completely free to the family. This is made possible by funding shared by Dolly Parton and her foundation and local program partners in a community who champion the program by fundraising, promoting the program, and enrolling children. In California, the Imagination Library programs also are supported by a state match of 50% through the California State Library. But like Dolly, this program has humble beginnings. Dolly started this program in 1995, 30 years ago, in honor of her father. You will often hear her say he was the smartest man she ever knew, but felt that not being able to read or write kept him from achieving all of his own dreams. So what did Dolly do? She took that love and inspiration and launched this flagship program to children, birth to age 5, in her hometown in Tennessee. Dolly's mission for the program, still to this day, 30 years later, is the same: to simply inspire a love of reading. Since then, the program has grown to be one of the most distinguished international book gifting programs, operating in 5 countries. This year, as we celebrate 30 years of Imagination Library, over 200 million books have been gifted globally since inception, which means over 3 million books are going out in the mail every single month. And in the U.S. alone, we can now proudly say that 1 in 7 children under age of 5 receives Imagination Library books. And as of today, that can now also include all children under 5 in San Francisco. This has been almost a year in the making here in San Francisco to launch the program county and citywide after San Francisco Department of Early Childhood took on the original single zip code program that had been here for years. And the growth of this program around the world and now here across San Francisco is because of the amazing communities and organizations and individuals who serve as local champions for the program. So thank you to San Francisco Department of Early Childhood, San Francisco Public Library, Sparkler Learning, and all the dedicated community members along the way. And here today all across the community for believing in the power of Imagination Library and bringing it to your home community and the nearly 36,000 children under 5 who call it home. One of my favorite things about this program is that this small free gift provides the opportunity for all children under 5 the same opportunity to read and love the same books before they ever meet each other in kindergarten. It's also the excitement of opening that gift every single month with your name on it and exploring new adventures and wonders of the world or meeting llamas with the people who love you most, maybe even creating new routines together for the first time. This special bond that occurs is why Dolly calls the Imagination Library her heart program. It sounds really simple, but if you can read, you can teach yourself anything. And Dolly wants all children to dream as big as she does and to fall in love with books and reading in their earliest, most formative years. Her only wish for children is for them to dream more, learn more, care more, and be more. As Dolly would say, you can never get enough books in the hands of enough children. So thank you for sharing in Dolly's dream and bringing this dream to life here today in San Francisco and for years to come. And thank you. And speaking of Dolly, we've got a special message from her up next.
Well, guess what, California? It's time we officially launch my Imagination Library. And we're hard at work with California State Librarian Greg Lucas and his team to begin establishing local Imagination Library programs in each county in California. We've plenty of work ahead, so you keep checking for a program starting in your community soon. Now, this moment wouldn't be possible without the wonderful support from Senator Atkins, Senator Grove, and Governor Newsom, who made this dream a reality. Let's all celebrate together by enrolling every child from birth to five in California to receive these amazing free books each month. Happy reading, California, and remember that I will always love you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa Zagara. I'm with the Department of Early Childhood, and I have the pleasure of closing us out, closing this very happy, joyful event. So I'm just going to say a few final thank yous. Thank you to Dolly Parton for having this big, bold vision of launching the Imagination Library across the world and here in California. I hear we are so close. We're at over 40 counties now with San Francisco's launch. So thank you, Dolly Parton. Thank you to the Imagination Library. And thank you to everyone in this room today. Each one of you in this room have played a very special, important part in getting us to this moment. And we've been doing some shout-outs all along the way, but I just really want to reemphasize that you have all had an important role to play. And to the staff who have been working tirelessly behind the scenes to make this rollout happen and to make this event happen, a thank you to you. And I've been watching all of the smiles on everyone's faces, so I know that this has been a labor of love and that you've all been enriched by this moment. Leading up to this event, we have been obviously thinking and talking a lot about books. And without fail, to every adult that I have talked to about books over the past few months, everyone has a memory, a moment, a story, their favorite book, someone who read to them, them reading to a child. Maybe this moment today you can add to your memory bank about hearing a story read by our mayor, Daniel Lurie. So thank you for being a part of this. This is now these joyful experiences that come from reading. That's now what we are able to bring directly to every child under five in San Francisco. So now all that is left is to enroll families. That's all that's left to do. So to anyone listening to us today, it's very easy. We have made it so simple, just a few quick steps. I think the easiest thing to do is just search Imagination Library in San Francisco. There's a page dedicated to that. Come to your nearest library. There will be staff there to help you. We have all of our community programs and partners, a lot of them here in this room today. They are all waiting to help every family around San Francisco. And all of you, by being here, get to become an ambassador now for this program. So spread the word. Tell a family about it. Tell your neighbor. Let's get as many families with a child under five as we can enroll. So thank you, thank you. It's now time to enjoy refreshments out in the main reading area there, and then we'll do one last photo opportunity if speakers can join me up here.